This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Democrats are in deep trouble. Deep trouble. This party is in such bad shape. I can't even describe it. And I got a smile on my face. I'm not going to lie. But it's because I told you guys. I've been saying this for the better part of a decade. That the Democrats are in trouble. The only thing that holds them together in any way, shape, or form is their hatred of us. And that's not even working anymore because they're showing their true colors inside of the party. Welcome back, everybody, or I should say welcome. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Bernie Sanders tweeted this. What kind of economy allows for the top 0.00025% of the population to own more wealth than the bottom 150 million? A rigged economy. That is why we demand that the very wealthy and the large corporations pay their fair share in taxes. And I tweeted back to Crazy Bernie, the country that allowed you, who has zero talent, to do anything except criticize people that are willing to go out there and put their hard-earned capital, to work, they allowed you to become a millionaire. That's what this country is. It's funny to me how the very people who have benefited the most want to criticize. Bernie Sanders failed at everything he did. The only thing he was good at is convincing people that somebody's taking from you and, they should be taking something from somebody and giving it to you. And that is his skill set. Go look at his record. Don't believe me. He failed as a carpenter. He failed in journeyman stuff. This is a guy that can't be a short order fry cook. And I'm not criticizing that job. He couldn't wash dishes and do it successfully. He couldn't be a janitor. He couldn't be a part-time bartender. Bernie Sanders has no talent. None. Ryan Fournier tweeted this. Senator Elizabeth Warren lives in a $5.4 million mansion, claimed Native American status to score a Harvard gig that paid $350,000 to teach one class, and now lectures us that the system is rigged to benefit the rich. Yet again, another contradiction. This is what these people are. Walking, talking contradictions. And I'm going to get to that later in the broadcast, but I want to talk about this right now because this is a guy that wrote a piece in American Spectator that talks about how crazy it is within the Democratic Party, and he's essentially validating everything I've been saying to you guys for the better part of a decade since I've been doing this show, the Kevin Jackson Show. And he says, a little more than 2 years after Trump rocked the Republican establishment and shocked the world with his upset of Hillary Clinton, a motley crew of Democrats jockeys the unseat number 45. And just as Trump was forced to fight an organized resistance from within the Republican ranks, the 2020 Democrat nominee will likewise encounter a measure of scrutiny. And you're already starting to see this. I told you, Kamala Harris and Cory Booker have been set up. They don't even realize their campaigns are over before they started. Elizabeth Warren, she's got the fake Indian status. She signed on to the Green New Deal. Anybody that signed on to the Green New Deal is gone. They are toast. So that's Ocasio-Cortez, I talked about this earlier in the broadcast, says, all the Democratic presidential candidates have signed on. Watch. Watch and see if they all agree with it. They're going to go, while it was a valiant effort, it went too far, and I cannot endorse it, whatever. You're going to watch them run from it like scalded dogs. And it just goes to show you how bad things are. He says this, the Never Trump movement shattered party unity, forced an exodus of Republican elites, reshaping the GOP into an entirely new animal. And the Democrats' factionalism, divided among establishment holdouts, disenchanted Bernie bros, and a new breed of brash, unapologetic radical who preach extreme socialism and environmentalism will almost certainly fracture the party's foundations as the primaries heat up. One quick note on socialism. Donald Trump has finally done what no other president has been able to do in the last 20 years, Republican president, and that is make socialism a bad word. Are you starting to see people go, well, you know, it's a socialist, they're backing away. Oh, it's not anything overt. It's not like, don't call me a socialist. You haven't heard anybody say that. But I'm telling you right now, in the last week, I've watched people sort of back away from the socialist idea. Howard Schultz has pretty much said it. These socialist policies, you know, things like that. He's used the term. He's been the most bold so far. But you're going to watch others back away from that. That is a Trump fallout. That is part of the Trump effect. Anyway, this guy goes on, he says, but the difference is the divide, the 2016 Republicans were minuscule compared to those facing the 2020 Democratic field. And again, I don't want to be a broken record, but I've been saying this. He says Trump's perceived arrogance and uncouth debating style were one thing. Party infighting over issues such as universal health care and late-term abortion will prove to be quite another. And he's talking about that with respect to the Democrats. They want universal health care. They want universal pay, this like, what do they call it, where everybody gets paid. No matter what, you're alive, you get a check. Then, late-term abortion. How many did that turn off? I mean, and they're giggling and laughing about it. And there's a host of other things. Oh, I thought you wanted us out of the war. Isn't that what Trump did? I thought you wanted a more robust economy. I thought you wanted the swamp drained in D.C. where we're, you know, getting an elite out of politics, where lobbyists are not making decisions. And I could go on and on and on. So you want what Donald Trump is giving you. You want more business, more people working, more minorities working, more women working, more Latinos working, a fair thing for most people. And you're getting it, and they still don't know what they want. Believe me, people inside of their party are seeing this. He goes on to say this. The lines have been drawn, and the radical wing is well represented. Elizabeth Warren was first to declare, and far-left California Senator Kamala Harris recently followed suit. Their socialist brother-in-arms and original establishment instigator Bernie Sanders is also reportedly gearing up for yet another go. I could go into the retreads here. I've listed two people who are retreads. Bernie Sanders for sure, Elizabeth Warren. There's even talk of Biden and Hillary Clinton again. Elizabeth Warren says Donald Trump's not even going to be around. He's probably going to be in prison. So when we come back, I want to talk more about this. I want to talk about the other candidates. I want to talk about the rift within the Democratic Party, because that's what you need to be focused on and understand how to exploit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Talking about the Democrats being in total disarray. And I'm not even, when I say this, I'm not saying it because I think my audience is conservative and it's what you want to hear. I'm telling you what I really believe. These people are in disarray. And what's interesting, they've been in disarray for a decade. A decade. Going back to Obama, you take away 2008 where he was going to get elected. It didn't matter if Jesus ran against him. He was going to get elected. Okay. But once the veneer rubbed off, you know, they found out it was fool's gold and he wasn't Jesus, but instead he was baby black Jesus. Then suddenly that was when the opportunity came for Republicans to take advantage of it and they blew it. They blew it. And in fact, they blew it so bad they didn't even want Donald Trump, so they conspired against him. But I want you to think back on this. What if we hadn't gotten Trump? And I'm not talking about if we had gotten Hillary. What if we'd gotten Ted Cruz? Would we be anywhere near where we are right now? And the answer is, I'm going to do it for you, because I know Ted, I'm a friend of his, an acquaintance for sure. It wouldn't have happened. We wouldn't be where we need to be. Rand Paul, Carly Fiorina, any of them. I can't think of the Huckabee, all of them, name them. Even Herman Cain. I mean, a lot of people liked Herman. And I know he didn't run that last cycle, but you get what I'm saying. Doesn't matter. Ben Carson. Nobody was going to put us where we are right now. And nobody was going to destroy the Republican establishment to such a degree that the party had to get remade. And it got remade where the dude who was supposed to be crowned king, Paul Ryan, he said, my time is over. I'm out. He was a lefty. Go back home to your lefty wife. Mitch McConnell's had to remake himself. Lindsey Graham, holy cow, what did that chick do, huh? Lindsey has completely remade himself into the essentially a Donald Trump mini-me. I mean, I disagree a little bit here and there, but for the most part, he's right there with him. So he's remade the Republican Party for the better. And I told you guys before, if there's any party that's redeemable that can be remade, it is the Republican Party. You can't do anything with these leftists. They are irredeemable. Oh, that now they're going to use that? We're the irredeemables. We're the deplorables. They're the irredeemables. Anyway, this guy's talking about, in this article in American Spectator, the lines have been drawn. Radical wings, well, Representative Warren, Kamala Harris, socialist brother-in-arms Bernie Sanders. And he says, here's where the article continues. He says, at this point, only the alleged intentions of former Vice President Joe Biden, former New York City Mayor, one-time Republican Michael Bloomberg, and Mrs. Democrat establishment herself, Hillary Clinton, are standing in the way of an all-far-left Democratic field. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. KJRadio.com. We're dissecting the Democrats, dissecting politics, hopefully doing it in a way that makes you think, encourages you to think for yourselves. These are my ideas, most that I'm espousing here, but I have found backup that I've been able to present, and this guy wrote this piece that I think is very well written, which is why I'm bringing it to you. He goes on to say this, if none run, and he's talking about Biden, Bloomberg, and Hillary Clinton, which, by the way, I predict none of them will run. I don't even think Joe Biden wants in the mix. Now, he could fool me, but Bloomberg's not going to run. And I will guarantee you Hillary Clinton will not run. So here we go. He says, if none run, then the Democratic Party will be something entirely new and unrecognizable. If any run, however, the never-Trump debacle will look like a schoolyard scuffle compared to the Armageddon that will ensue among the blue lines. I'm sorry, among the blue ties. In fact, the first seal may have been broken as both camps are already trading barbs a year before the first states hold their primaries. And here's what he goes on to report. He says, Bloomberg has compared Warren's millionaire tax, which targets wealthy rather than income, to Venezuela, and labeled Ocasio-Cortez's Green New Deal as pie in the sky. It doesn't take a psychic to foresee what nearly 2 years of constant he said, she said analysis will do to further drive a wedge between the party's traditional center and the up and coming outsiders. Now, I've already talked about Nancy Pelosi starting to clean house. And a guy bet me on Twitter $100. He put in my PayPal account. He said, I told him, Ocasio-Cortez is going to get a lot less media over the next month. And he's like, oh, no, they're not either. And I'm telling you, I'm not talking about an analysis of her Green New Deal. Her. She won't have a microphone in front of her face for any reasonable media for quite some time, unless Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats can't get a wrangle on her. So we'll see what happens. I predict that she won't. I hope she does, by the way. I hope she gets a lot of press. I hope she continues to say, I'll defy Nancy Pelosi. But if she's smart, she'll get out of the media for a bit. But he goes on to say this, but whatever remained, oh no, he says, despite the efforts of the Never Trump movement, Donald Trump still fared very well among Republicans, retaining more than 90% of Republican voters. Hillary fared even better among Democrats, but captured only 80% of Sanders supporters in a general election. But whatever remained of the Kumbaya Party unity disappeared with the midterms, and with it, the Democrat Party's old power structure. Just as Trump is taking control of the GOP, the likes of Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar, Tlaib, have seized the limelight. and by extension the reins of power on the other side of the aisle. Pelosi and Schumer may be in charge, but the Democratic Party has staked its success on millennials and Gen Zs, and to these demographics, the ideas supported by the Democratic establishment are nearly as repugnant as the current occupier of the White House. He says, any victorious establishment candidate can rest assured that the radicals will not go peacefully into the good night. From Tlaib's, we're going to impeach the mother, which drew widespread condemnation from party elders, to Ocasio's defiance of Pelosi, to Ilhan Omar's repeated anti-Semitic outburst, the Democrats' freshman class has made clear it's not in the business of building bridges. And the same goes for their followers. The new school have cultivated powerful social media personas, much like the president, complete with Twitter mobs that are eager to attack their opponents. Safety in numbers. And their ranks are swelling. Perhaps most alarming, he says, for the traditional members of the party, however, is the speed at which the newbies are winning over the left's most influential voices. Longtime director and Democratic activist Michael Moore recently declared on MSNBC, first of all, if you're moderate, stop being moderate. Take a position. There's no middle ground anywhere anymore. There's no time for moderation. He says this leaves little room for the Bidens, the Bloombergs, and the Clintons. And when push comes to shove, the reality of unseating Trump may very well change the dynamic. But for now, this is the new Democratic Party, ruled by radicals. The chance of inheriting the throne should terrify the remaining establishment holdouts. If one of these people inherited, is what he's saying, for the party they built for decades will be wholly unrecognizable. Now, let me tell you something. The Democratic Party that my grandmothers voted for, it's been unrecognizable for decades. Sure you feel much the same. More coming up.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text bestseller and get it for free. Text bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text bestseller to 49776.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We have bad laws. We have a judge that just ruled incredibly that he doesn't want people staying in Mexico. Figure that one out. Nobody can believe these decisions we're getting from the Ninth Circuit. It's a disgrace. And so we're fighting the bad laws, the bad the bad things that are coming out of Congress. You have a Democrat Congress that's obstructing. You talk about obstruction, the greatest obstruction anyone's ever seen.
President Trump's comments on Tuesday at the White House as the president is not too happy as a U.S. judge on Monday temporarily barred the administration from enforcing its Remain in Mexico policy, which returns asylum seekers back to Mexico while they await a hearing. Attorney General Bill Barr is hoping to release the redacted Mueller report within a week. In a House hearing, Barr says he's working to make as much of the report public as he can. This is USA Radio News.
The tradition. The suspense. Race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Pros know doing it right means having what you need for any job on hand, so you're spending more time on the job site than away from it. Lowe's does it right by stocking job lot quantities of lumber, fencing, and decking, and at the right prices. Get volume savings on your next job at the Pro Desk, and save time by ordering at lowesforpros.com. Have your order delivered or pick up in store. Our dedicated pro loaders will load you up and get you back to the job site where you belong. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. See Pro Desk for details. U.S. only.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
There isn't a strain of racism on the left. I think that this gets brushed under the rug. People sort of tolerate. It's been normalized. Like you just said, they don't have anywhere else to go, so they attach to the Republican Party. The Republican Party doesn't have to let them. How do Republicans sort of get back to doing something decent?
That was Nicole Wallace saying that Democrats are not racist. How could they be? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. KJRadio.com is the show. Well, the way to get a hold of us, it is the Kevin Jackson Show, I should say. 844-551-8255. Do you believe Democrats are not racist? I seem to remember some black Democrats saying, we need to kill some cracker babies. But no, hey, they're not racist. No. Michelle Obama, I talk about this a lot because it was never discussed. It was completely brushed under the rug, swept under the rug, whatever, thrown under the bus. Michelle Obama is making a comment that she was skeptical about Barack because too many white folks doted on him. I want you to just flip that. Melania Trump says of Donald, I was skeptical about dating or being with Donald Trump because too many black people doted on him. You follow? I think you do follow people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. You get it. Don't act like you don't get it. I'll come out there. Ooh, don't make me come out there. You get it. Yeah. Do I need to chronicle for you all the ways of the racism of the left? For example, Harvard's black-only graduation. Not only is it patently racist against whites, it's patently discriminatory and segregationist against blacks, allowing such a stupid thing to occur. You follow? Folks, you are under attack in ways you don't even know. You're under attack in race. You're under attack in gender. There's a course designed to teach students how feminism and gender theory benefit the practice of science. It's called Transforming Scientific Knowledge, Science and Feminism. It's a 4-credit sophomore-level class taught by a professor in Harvard, and it's through the School of Women, Gender, and Sexuality Department. What? The school study, I should say. They don't have a school for that, but the study of women, gender, and sexuality. There's an office of BGLTQ. They don't do it as LGBTQ. Anyway, it's at Harvard University, and they released a new study-sponsored guide in 2017 telling students to fight transphobia and to get the facts about gender diversity. Distributed to the kids on campus. telling them there were more than two sexes and that gender is fluid and changing. Yeah. I'm just giving, these are just a few items, folks. I could give you multiple items where these kids are just being indoctrinated. Berkeley has built separate housing for black students on its campus. And here's what they said. To combat racial discrimination among students. It's themed housing for minority students. The People of Color Caucus, together with the Demographic Inclusion Task Force, a division of the Berkeley Student Cooperative, led a series of focus groups as a part of an effort to ongoing to establish this thing called the People, the Person of Color themed house, and it started in 2016. Yeah, all black housing. Berkeley hosts white anti-racist training to teach white people how to confront white privilege in queer and women communities. The event was titled White Anti-Racist Training, Deconstructing Whiteness in Women's and Queer Communities, Part 2. They have a Part 1 to this. But they want you to believe they're not racist. One professor at the University of Georgia, he was a teaching assistant, and he wrote on Facebook that some white people must die for black communities to be made whole in this struggle to advance freedom. And he added that to suggest otherwise is ahistorical and dangerously naive. The guy's name is Irami Osei Frimpong, and he made this comment during a conversation overheard at UGA. Now, he's deleted the comment since then. But he claimed, believe it or not, in May of 2017 that Facebook suspended him from quoting an article which detailed how Texas A&M professor Tommy Curry had said, in order to be equal, in order to be liberated, some white people may have to die. And then he said, fighting white people is a skill. Yeah, but they're not racist. I'll go on to tell you what else to say. Killing some white people isn't genocide. It's killing some white people. We had to kill some white people to get out of slavery. I'm quoting him. Maybe if we killed more during the 20th century, we still wouldn't talk about racialized voter disenfranchisement and housing, education, and employment discrimination. This should not be controversial. Ugh. I know. Kevin, you're blowing it out of proportion. After all, it's against white people. What do you care, Kev? I don't have to care, right? I don't have a dog in this fight. Guys, I'm this isn't me making. If I have a vivid imagination, but I couldn't make this up. I'm not that devious. Now, this is at the University of Georgia. I've already reached out to alumni, and I told them, I'll come in there and fight this battle for you, and I'll get this sucker fired. But here's what I want you to understand. The killing of white people, somebody saying that, is being openly taught at the university level. And for the record, I have dozens of stories like that. Do you understand? This isn't anecdotal. I have dozens of stories like this. You know what's really sad? You pay for it. If you donate a single dollar to your alumni, where you went to college, to your alumni, to your alma mater, you are toast. You are paying for this. Your tax dollars are going to professors like this. This is a state school. And by the way, this isn't. The list of atrocities, and I told you guys, I said I may just go ahead one day and read off some of these things that you guys don't even realize about these colleges and universities. Here's one. This is at Berkeley. All incoming students, roughly 9,500, are required to complete a Bear Territory program where they will receive diversity and inclusion training. Participation in the Golden Bear Orientation as a whole is considered mandatory. with it being the university's expectations that students attend unless there are extenuating circumstances. So here's what I will tell you about this particular class. It is paid for by your tax dollars. The moment your child comes from wherever, whatever upbringing you have, they're going to bring them into a thing that's called diversity and inclusion training, and they're going to indoctrinate them into a system that you go, what in the heck are you talking about? They're going to tell them about how they got to talk to the LGBT community, specifically the T's, the transsexuals. They're going to tell you don't bring up things like husbands and wives because that implies a certain type of femininity or masculinity. They're going to tell your young white boys or black boys about toxic masculinity. White boys even worse because you have white privilege to go with your toxic masculinity and on and on and on, and you're going to pay for it all. And meanwhile, they're going to go to other classes that are mandatory. You need to go find out about how black people are. And then they're going to get in those classes and the professor is going to tell them about all their white privilege they had and white nationalism and all the things that they've done culturally and the colonialization of the world and how bad white people are. And they're never going to make them feel good. And by the time those kids get through this sophomore, halfway through the sophomore semester, they are demoralized. The only way they're not demoralized is if they're on a football, on some sports team where they just go, whatever, I'm here to get my sport. One and done. You know, whatever. Other than that, they are more. They're walking around campus with everybody hating them. It's feeling that way. I mean, that's what you get. And believe it or not, the white girls are getting the same thing. Black girls are demoralized because they're being told there's white privilege out there and you ain't getting yours. And white black boys are feeling the same way, even though at the same time they're supposed to be getting over, right? They're supposed to be feeling good because somebody's out there telling them that we've made mistakes. We are superior to you and we know it. And when we shouldn't be superior to you, and we're admitting our guilt of how superior we are to you black people. And these black kids are like, yeah, I feel so much better that these white people are admitting their superiority to us, and it's about time. And they're like, yeah, as they graduate magna cum laude and go get their jobs. And black kids are like, yeah, I got out, man, and, you know, yeah, I can't use my degree, but I'm a social justice warrior. And you wonder why I started SeekingEducationalExcellence.org? You want to participate in ending this nonsense? Join us. Let us know what you want to do in your area. We'd love
this
to have you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Did you know Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, is doing a health seminar on April the 8th at the Hilton Garden Inn? That's 8202 South 100th East Avenue. Tulsa, Oklahoma. The meeting will get started promptly at 7 o'clock. Distributors are $10 and everyone else is free. If you have any questions, call Brandy at 615-389-7733.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text bestseller and get it for free. Text bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text bestseller to 49776.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Donald Trump did what they couldn't do. And when I say they, I'm talking about the two people who could not defeat Barack Obama, John McCain and Mitt Romney. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I talked about the war on Trump earlier in the broadcast and why Donald Trump is going after these establishment type things. I'm not talking about the establishment in and of itself, which of course attacking McCain is going after the establishment, but it's an establishment type thing that he's going after. He's going after these ideas around things. Like, for example, when he attacked Kaepernick, people were like, he's attacking black people. You know, yeah. Yeah, he wasn't just attacking Kaepernick. Kaepernick is not the person that made him mad, per se. It was what Kaepernick represented. John McCain doesn't really make Trump mad as an individual. What John McCain represents is this idea that he was a good guy. Kaepernick represents the idea that he's fighting for a cause that's bigger than us. And Donald Trump's going, no, John McCain is not bigger than the United States and standing on principle and doing what you say. In fact, I'll expose him as a fraud. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Yep. Why, you know, McCain is held in such high esteem is beyond me, except that we are taught to believe that, well, he served in the military. He was a prisoner of war. And look, I talked about it earlier. I'm not going to belabor it. I just want you to understand that. But here's what somebody wrote about Romney, and because Romney attacked President Trump. And by the way, other establishment Republicans are saying things like, Mitch McConnell said, I miss John McCain every day. Yeah. So that's not, he's smart enough not to bash Trump, but he's essentially defying Trump by saying, I miss my friend. I'll miss my friend. Other Republicans, these establishment rhino winos, are out there going, John McCain was a great guy, and we shouldn't be doing saying things about him. So anyway, this one guy tweeted, just hit me why you and McCain hate President Trump so much. You both spent your entire lives in politics in hopes of one day becoming president. And President Trump, who took up politics as a hobby, did what both of you couldn't do. See, that's the difference. Donald Trump said to the entirety of the Republican Party, and it really hacked McCain, who, by the way, is one of the main reasons why we are on the witch hunt of Robert Mueller, and they want Donald Trump to play nice. Let me tell you something. Accuse me of doing something that I didn't do and ask me if I'm going to play nice. Accuse me of doing something that could get me impeached, thrown in jail, or whatever, and ask me if I'm going to play nice. They're mad at Donald Trump because Donald Trump dared to do what they couldn't do. I want you to let that sink in for just a second. How many jealousies would you have if you were mad because people got promoted around you, or you watched somebody run the 100 faster than you ever could have thought about running it, or somebody, you know, is the heavyweight boxing champ of the world and you're never going to be? How many jealousies could you have? See, that's the pettiest, petty nature of politicians in general. But believe it or not, we're just as petty on our side when you get up to the elite level. John McCain is mad because he paid his dues. He served in the military. He's like Jack Nicholson going, I stand on that line and you want me there. You need me there. Did you issue the code red? And John McCain's, you're doggone right I did. I sent the dossier. If he were alive, he would tell you. Oh, no, he wouldn't, because he doesn't have the guts. But he knows he did. Everybody knows it at this point. John McCain was more invested in getting rid of Donald Trump than Hillary freaking Clinton. And you want Donald Trump to show him respect. Let me tell you something. John McCain can kiss my little black booty because I have zero respect for him as a politician. I have a little bit of respect for him as a military man. And not as much as people might believe. But I have zero respect for him as a politician. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I don't care if you disagree. You'd just be wrong. Donald Trump Jr. tweeted this. The coup deepens. More unelected bureaucrats deciding they know best. Representative Mark Meadows, a Republican out of North Carolina, hinted Monday the coming release of documents will show U.S. ambassadors conspired with the FBI and the Justice Department to harm President Trump. So John McCain was the match that lit the fuse on an investigation that has cost the citizens of America millions of dollars. It's netted nothing. It's ruined the lives of people like Michael Flynn. It's ruined the lives of people like Paul Manafort. It's certainly been a bump in the road for Papadopoulos and others. It has put people in the microscope who don't need to be in the microscope. And even to this day, Democrats are trying to get information from 81 people that have nothing to do with anything except a witch hunt. And you want us to respect John McCain. Do I need to say it again? Just for the record, John McCain can kiss my butt. And I know, I know his daughter, Megan. Megan, we know each other. We're acquaintances. I wouldn't dare say we're friends. Your daddy was not everything he was cracked up to be. Now, that said, I respect him as your father. I respect that you see your dad through these, rose-colored glasses. I'm really happy that you see him that way, and she should always see him that way. But let's just understand, we can compartmentalize. John McCain might have been an amazing father, for all I know. He certainly was if you listen to Megan. But outside of that, don't expect me to just go, ooh, he's amazing, he's John McCain. When I moved to Arizona, people were like, oh, John McCain, Kevin, you can't say anything bad about McCain in Arizona because he's such a powerhouse in Arizona. And I was like, screw John McCain. Screw John McCain. Don't tell me what I can say about somebody. If John McCain is a great man, I'll tell you he's a great man. If he's not, I'm going to tell you he's not. Now, I can also compartmentalize. I love that his daughter feels that way about him. That makes me feel good. It warms my heart. And I think that if there's anything that John McCain can take to his grave, it's the fact that his daughter felt that way. I'm happy for him. But don't believe the hype. Cindy McCain, oh, we got to stop all this, these drugs. And, she's all, go read the stories about Cindy McCain and how she was using her charities to get drugs for herself. Go read it. You don't have to believe me. There's a lot of documentation about it. Drug addict, using the charities for that. But making it sound like she's big Miss Magnanimous with all the charitable work and we got to get rid of these opioids and all this other stuff. And she's strung out on them. Don't believe me. Look, and I don't have a vendetta. I'm not mad at him. For the record, I don't care if Cindy McCain strung out on drugs. I don't care if she got them through her charity. It's not like she couldn't afford it. I mean, it would be illegal not to get them through prescriptions. But there are worse things that people can do. I don't really care. But what I do care about is when you try to make yourself out to be very sanctimonious and everybody around you is, battening down the hatches going, oh, we got to protect John McCain and we got to protect the McCains and McCains and McCains and McCains, like they're royalty. Just for the record, there is no royalty. See, that's the ruse we live under, is that there are people that must be protected at all costs. No, we are all citizens of this great land. No, but no one any better than the other. I swear to you before God, I've got a meeting set up soon with the President of the United States. I don't think of him. He is Donald Trump to me, a man we put into a position that I'm happy that he's in, but I will go in there as his equal. I'm not going to be cocky about it. Mr. President, good to talk to you. Thanks for making time. You're a busy man. Here's my concern. Boom. In and out. Photo op, maybe. Not necessary, but if he allows it, sure. But not a big deal. Not one of these people, oh, look at me, I'm hanging out with them, I'm going to go do me some Kanye, Yeah, a little bit of a swipe. Nah, Candace, I don't care about you hanging out with Kanye. Oh, but he's not hanging out with her anymore, unfortunately. I don't care about that stuff. What I care about is what we want to accomplish together. That's what's important. And it was funny. I was talking to a buddy of mine. His name is Thaddeus. Funny comedian. He says, Kevin, I have no use. He's a black dude. I have no use for people who see this movement as a way to make money. And I said, well, I don't mind people paying their bills and living the capitalist life. But I get what you're saying. He's saying there's too many fakes. There are. And let me tell you, these fakes that pretend that John McCain is the man and all this other stuff, you're not fooling me, you're not fooling yourselves. Donald Trump is the man.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.